This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's an important caveat to a story you might have seen out and about today, the Equal Pay Day story, that today is how far into 2019 a woman has to work to make what a man made by the end of 2018. The caveat is that today is Equal Pay Day for white women. Women of color have to work even farther into the year to catch up. But the pay gap in whatever variety is not a new thing in this economy. And one way people have been trying to overcome it is by getting more education, advanced degrees in particular, MBAs, for instance. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, for women and people of color, that doesn't always work.
There's a nonprofit group called the Forte Foundation that works with businesses and business schools to advance women in leadership. Its method of choice, the MBA.
It's still a huge economic mobility engine for women and for minorities in terms of where they end up in their compensation.
That's Alyssa Sangster, the Forte Foundation's CEO. It recently conducted a study that surveyed male and female MBA alums about their salaries before they got their degrees and for several years after. Sangster says the MBA degree does increase incomes. Women get a 63% pay bump on average. Women of color get a 70% bump. But raises aside, does the degree get rid of the pay gap?
Our expectation was that we would find that the MBA was a great equalizer in terms of salary.
Turns out it's not. For people of color, the gap persisted. For women, the gap widened by 7%. The biggest gap, women of color, who end up receiving 52% less than their white male counterparts. I ran the study by London Gage. She's a first-year MBA student at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business.
I wouldn't say I was surprised. At all.
Gage is Black. She's 28, and she spent 4.5 years in the private sector before business school. She also just wrapped up a big round of summer internship interviews where she says finance internships are mostly going to white men.
And so I think it's even harder as women try to break into these male-dominated spaces.
The Forte Foundation study found minority MBA graduates reported lower satisfaction in salary and career progression. Women reported they were less likely to win promotions than men. Claudia Golden, an economics professor at Harvard, has also studied the gender pay gap among MBA holders. She says there's another factor making the gap grow over time.
The widening is much greater for women who have kids.
Having kids requires flexibility. Having flexibility requires hours you can control.
The corporate and the financial sectors are not ones that allow for controllable hours.
Finance companies have made efforts to make their workforces look less white and male. For instance, Goldman Sachs recently said it would interview 2 diverse candidates for each job opening. London Gage at the University of Michigan says she's seen companies show off all kinds of diversity initiatives on campus.
You know, I know that it says kind of all this on paper, but if I do get in the door as a Black woman, what is my career progression going to look like? Is my bonus structure going to be the same as my white male counterparts?
Gage says as MBA students approach the job market, the impetus still falls on women and students of color to interview the interviewers about how their companies pay their employees. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.